Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second, the second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third, the left fielder, John Milner. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Del Unser. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting second, the second baseman, Darryl Thomas. Batting third, the right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting eighth, the catcher, Dave Rader. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Barr. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jim Barr. And now, play ball. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is called out on strikes. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner takes first base on ball four. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser takes first base on ball four. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Matthews. Grote reaches second base with a double. Unser goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Mets. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a fly ball into right field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-1 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Milner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a fly ball into right field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops it up and throws to first, with Barr covering, for the out. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive towards first. Cranepool reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mercer hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garrett. The throw from Rader and he is safe. Garrett steals second. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaver hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 2 in the game. Milan hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews strikes out. One out. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0 for 1 in the game. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Montanez for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Milner is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kingman moves to third. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Unser hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Matthews. Unser reaches second base with a double. Kingman scores. Cranepool moves to third. It's 2-0, Mets. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garrett is walked intentionally. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Grote hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cranepool tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Mets. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barr fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0 for 1 in the game. Reitz hits a fly ball into right field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Thomason pinch hits for Jim Barr. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Caldwell now pitching. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 3 in the game. Milan strikes out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Milner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 2 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 2 in the game. Mercer takes first base on ball 4. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mercer moves to third. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0 for 2 in the game. Montanez hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Matthews. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cranepool moves to third. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cranepool scores. Unser moves to second. It's 4-0, Mets. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to third for the out. Garrett moves to second. Two outs. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0 for 3 in the game. Seaver is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into right field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0 for 2 in the game. Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Seaver covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-4 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Milner hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Glenn Adams pinch hits for Mike Caldwell. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-3 in the game. Herndon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Mercer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Thomas moves to third. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Mercer moves to second. It's 4-1, Mets. Skip Lockwood now pitching. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0-for-3 in the game. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and San Francisco Giants, 1. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.